Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 29th of April. The focus today is euro area inflation, with Spanish and German preliminary numbers for April scheduled. The preliminary numbers almost never change when they morph into the final figures. There's no expectation of any significant base effects and weirdness around energy prices in this data set. The UK is the country that will have a sudden drop in its April numbers. So the expectation of the market is for inflation levels to stay more or less where they were in March in year-over-year terms. However, unwinding profit-led inflation is something that mathematical models do not necessarily pick up on very well, and that may be something to look for in these numbers. It may not show up in the headline data, it's true, and the detail is something that only really comes with the final figures. There's also a moderately wide range in the consensus expectations for both sets of data. So while the media might get excited about a 0.1% difference from consensus, the reality is that the expected range is relatively wide. The US is offering the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Poll. The main value of this is to show how much caution is needed in interpreting sentiment polls, for the Dallas Fed obligingly provide the comments that survey respondents add to their surveys. There is, of course, selection bias in this. Normal people do not fill in surveys, and if you're going to fill in a survey and then go to the effort of adding comments, you're probably even further removed from normal. However, the political partisanship that is often on display in these comments is a reminder of what motivates at least some people to fill in surveys in the first place, and a note of caution about how the results should be interpreted. This leaves financial markets in something of limbo ahead of the meeting of the US Federal Reserve on Wednesday. Hopes for a rate cut have been pushed aside for this meeting, for although any sensible economist would be happy describing US inflation as now being on target, Fed Chair Powell's mid-2022 policy errors unnecessarily elevated the profile of consumer price inflation, and that is likely to prevent rate cuts from coming just yet. We're in a situation where policy tightening has pretty much done its job. Durable goods price deflation looks almost entrenched after so many months of falling prices, and non-durable goods have also joined the deflation party. Tight policy is not going to bring down the fantasy price of owner's equivalent rent directly. One can argue that the Fed's policy has helped push owner's equivalent rent higher. Financial services inflation might have been boosted by expectations of a rate cut. Stronger equity markets directly raise parts of this particular inflation component. Powell is unlikely to explain any of this at the press conference after the FOMC, and honestly, it's now probably too late to set out a medium-term policy framework. There's some business and consumer confidence data from the euro area, which markets never bother to look at. ECB Chief Economist Lane is also speaking, but again, these remarks are unlikely to get a great deal of attention. The ECB can justify a June rate cut as simply following inflation lower, or possibly following the Swiss National Bank lower, and Lane's comments are unlikely to change that expectation. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways companies and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.